President Biden airborne. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. On his way to Jerusalem at this hour, the first stop on his trip to the Middle East. His poll numbers in Israel not unlike those at home.
A recent survey showing more than half of Israelis don't trust the administration to take their country's interests into account within U.S. policy. And 75% saying they don't trust the administration in its dealings with Iran on the nuclear issue.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president is scheduled to spend 3 days in Israel before moving on to Saudi Arabia. The House January 6th committee with another public session Tuesday, among other things, presenting video clips from Friday's testimony by former Trump White House counsel Pat Cipollone. He praised Vice President Pence for refusing to block the certification of the Electoral College votes that day.
I think the Vice President did the right thing. I think he did the courageous thing. I have a great deal of respect for Vice President Pence. I worked with him very closely. I think he understood my opinion.
The committee also heard from a January 6th rioter who said he felt compelled to go to the Capitol that day, but says the decision changed his life and not for the better. First Lady Jill Biden saying lo siento to the Hispanic community.
The office of First Lady Jill Biden tweeted an apology Tuesday. Her spokesperson wrote that she apologizes that her words conveyed anything but pure admiration and love for the Latino community. She spoke Monday at a conference hosted by Unidos U.S., formerly known as the National Council of La Raza in San Antonio. And she said Latino diversity is as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio. The National Association of Hispanic Journalists responded by saying, using breakfast tacos to try to demonstrate the uniqueness of Latinos in San Antonio demonstrates a lack of cultural knowledge and sensitivity to the diversity of Latinos in the region.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The story about a 10-year-old Ohio girl who was forced to travel to Indiana to get an abortion, cited by President Biden last week, may not be all that appears to be.
Fox News has a source who confirms there is a 10-year-old girl who traveled from Ohio to Indiana to get an abortion. The physician who cared for the girl, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, apparently leaked the story during an abortion rights rally to the Indianapolis Star Tribune. Dr. Bernard said she was initially contacted about the girl by a child abuse worker in Ohio, but for sharing details about the girl's case, Dr. Bernard's employer has now filed a HIPAA violation against her. And here's where things get a bit unclear. The president said the girl was raped. Yet if the girl was raped, legal experts wonder why there is no record of a police report, noting that both the child abuse expert in Ohio and Dr. Bernard in Indianapolis are both obligated to report a child rape to authorities.
Fox's Trace Gallagher and Ohio's Attorney General Dave Yost says there is an exception in Ohio's abortion law, which would have permitted the procedure in the case of rape or incest. The Agriculture Department says it's working to make it easier for farmers to grow more food.
As the world faces a looming food crisis, thanks to the Russian blockade of Ukraine's grain exports, the USDA is saying it's working to let American farmers do more double cropping. That means growing two crops on the same land within the same year. It's a lot of work, but the Ag Department says it can up a farmer's profits while increasing food supply. But some farmers have been discouraged from double cropping in the past due to insurance restrictions, including higher premiums on those second crops. So now the USDA says it's expanding double crop insurance in over 1,500 counties. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.